You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, the topics that we've discussed long ago, the conclusions that we've come to long ago, it takes the normie at least 5 years to catch up to where we've already been. Now, one particular topic that we have come to the conclusion in this space was about marriage. Oh yeah, gentlemen, this current conversation I find absolutely hilarious. Why? Because this is a conclusion that we've come to at least 6 years ago. And what is that? The conversation of marriage being nothing more than a legal, taxable version of prostitution. Oh yes, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Now, we have this article from this conversation. Now, this article was published on the 8th of October. Quote, unquote, marriage is a form of prostitution. ZZ Mills and Sunflower divide internet with debate. Oh, gentlemen, every guy in this space, especially a lot of the old schoolers like myself, we came to this conclusion years ago. Now, this, once again, is absolutely hilarious. Why? Because the normies are losing their minds. Yeah, their reality about marriage has been shattered. Oh, yeah. ZZ Mills and Chidera Iguar. Oh, fuck it. I'm just going to call her ass Sunflower. Have divided social media after a conversation claiming that, quote, unquote, marriage is prostitution. Oh, my gosh. The normies, of course, are doing their normie thing. Oh, my God, no, it's not, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to read some of this because, like I said, it's a funny article and it's an old conversation for us true red pillars. It's old. We've already figured this out. But got to repeat it. The normies are at least 5 years behind our conversations. Best-selling author and podcast host Sunflower first rose to fame after her viral quote-unquote saggy boobs matter campaign in 2017. Now, we're not gonna focus on the messenger. We're gonna focus on the message. She told Mills on the ZZ Mills show that people who, quote unquote, chastise women for prostitution failed to see that marriage is essentially the same thing and comes at a price. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is making normies lose their collective shit. It truly does. and I'm all for it. The exchange that led to a divided reaction online, with a clip of the conversation racking up over 23 million views to date. Quote unquote, this is going to be very controversial to say, but marriage also is sex work, began Sunflower. She said, marriage is prostitution because the arrangement between a man and a woman comes from a place where each is, quote unquote, fulfilling a role. The man is expected to provide financially, whereas the woman is expected to be some kind of homemaker and raise children. Actually, let's take the homemaker and the children out. Why? Because, as we all know, a very famous program that was put out by Tom Likas, Sex as a Loss Leader. Yes, gentlemen, when you break it down to its most basic components, all relationships are transactional. Do you think that a man and woman met and became man and wife in that instant? No. There had to be a foundation built. So even as boyfriend and girlfriend, their relationship started on transactions. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just that more and more layers got built onto that foundation. But when you knock it all down, it is transactional, period, point blank. But we have been successfully gaslit as men. We've been manipulated by the whole, it's the right thing to do. Hell, you've even had people come out and openly say, a real man pays for everything. Where does that stem from? Yeah, right. Quote unquote, you are partnering with him and sleeping with him in the hopes that the trade-off, gentlemen, you know I love that word as of recent, the trade-off will be that you'll get validation, love, and upkeep. She continued, and the man understands and believes that if he continues to fulfill that role for you, then the arrangement works, because marriage is an arrangement. Oh, man, you can hear the normies just losing their minds over this. She added, now, why I say it's prostitution is because whilst it's not necessarily on the surface, you are screwing for a transaction or an exchange. That's something that you're screwing for. Oh, yeah. See, right now, the normies, their world has been shattered. Their reality has been absolutely shattered. Celebrity Big Brother contestant Mills disagreed and insisted there is a difference between prostitution and marriage, with the latter being built on a relationship, a friendship, and having gone through a few things, family involved. You might even have kids now. Okay. All right. I find that absolutely ridiculous, because now we have the normie trying to defend the institution of marriage. She explained, I guess the reason why prostitution is prostitution, it's just sexual, nothing but sex. So you get the sex and you go. However, Sunflower pointed out that, quote unquote, once you stop being able to render that service, sex, to men, the men leave. This is where I have to actually push back on her, because she did not mention the sexless marriage. Ooh, you see, this is why marriage is the worst form of prostitution. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get to really go in now. The reason why marriage is the worst form of prostitution is because the quote unquote worker, the wife, can and usually will at some point turn off the sex spigot and say, you know what? I'm not into it. I'm not happy. She will give any reason to say, you know what? I'm not going to sleep with you, even though I am legally the only woman who can provide you said service. But guess what? Even though I'm not providing my service, I'm not keeping up on my end of the bargain, you still have to. You still have to provide for me. You still have to pay for me. Now, the guy over at PsychHacks actually put out a video called "The Sexless Marriage is a Breach of Contract." How many men are living in sexless marriages at this very moment? Far too many. But she didn't talk about that. However, we over here in this space, we know about that. Some of us who are married and formerly married, we actually went through periods of sexless marriages. And guess what? She still has the legal system and the court of public opinion who will back her up and say, oh, her body, her choice. Just because you want sex doesn't mean she has to give it to you. Hell, we've even had a woman come out and talk about she was maritally raped. Yeah, where's a mention of that? But we all know these women will say, oh, I don't feel like putting out for you. And then when you say, you know what? I'm just going to go to the JUCO or I'm going to go to the massage parlor. Oh, how dare you? How dare you? I can't believe that you would do something like that. Well, you're not putting out, and I don't have to. But guess what? You can't go outside and get your needs met. No, you can't do that because you're a piece of crap if you do. And yes, a lot of married men have been successfully guilted and shamed into accepting a sexless marriage. Why? Because they know that their wife has the gun of the state behind her. So, fellas, let's just go ahead and put this out. You're the bad guy regardless. If you go get some outside action, you're the bad guy. If you stay in that sexless marriage, you're still the bad guy. So, hey, it's better to be the bad guy on your terms versus hers. So, I know there are a lot of guys who will say that they wholeheartedly disagree with a married man in a sexless marriage stepping out and getting them some action. I'm not in that camp. I don't ride that fence. I am completely on the hill, standing 10 toes down, saying that yes, as a married man, if your wife decides that she's gonna stop putting out for you for non-medical reasons, guess what? Go get you some outside action. Because, yeah, she has breached the contract. She's no longer fulfilling her duty that she willingly signed up for. But that's neither here nor there. I still find this conversation absolutely hilarious. That's about all I'm going to read for the article. Now, I'm going to give you my version of why it's all the same. One just has more added steps to it. Now, when it comes to prostitution, the man pays the woman directly. There is no middleman. Well, of course, if she's got a pimp, she's going to give the money to him, but you don't react or you don't interact with him, I should say. So yes, you know her flat rate. You pay her directly. You pay, you play, you go on about your day. End of transaction. Marriage, on the other hand, you're paying the entire environment. Yeah. Lots of people don't think about that. When it comes to relationships, you're paying the environment in hopes that the environment will make her feel comfortable enough to possibly have sex with you. Yeah. See, this goes back to what I always say, the illusion of the possibility of sex. If you pay the environment enough and make her feel comfortable enough, she might decide, oh, you know what? I might want to go ahead and have sex with him. Even though we know that a woman initially knows whether she's going to fuck you or not within the first 5 seconds of meeting you. So at that point, it's a waste of time. Anything beyond that. So, in simple layman's terms, prostitution, you pay her directly. You get what you pay for. You go about your business. Marriage, you pay everything around her in hopes that you get some sex. But even if you pay everything around her, guess what? She still reserves the right to renege and say, nope, I don't feel like giving you sex, and there's nothing you can do about it. And that right there, gentlemen, is something that I've always said as to one of the big reasons why legitimate prostitution in brothels still remains illegal. But this conversation right here, oh yeah, the normies are losing it. Now, of course, you're going to have some women look at their husband sideways. You don't agree with that, do you?
No, I don't agree with that.
Get your fucking balls back. But I do understand, as a married man, I have my balls in a jar too. But hey, I took them back. I took them back. I put them back on. And I said, consequences be damned. Whatever the fuck she gonna do, she gonna do it regardless. So you know what? I may as well put my balls back, straighten up my spine, and be a fucking man. Period. Point blank. Now, of course, the meat sack, you know, we all know that's never gonna happen. But at the barest minimums, in all of our conversations, she said, you know what? I gotta respect you. Good or bad, everything you said to me that you would do, you have done. So I gotta respect it. But yeah, gentlemen, do not subject yourself to a sexless marriage. And if women are going to try to use this as some sort of bludgeon against you, you husbands out there, say, you know what? Well, fuck it then. If you want to believe that marriage is sex work, then guess what? it's time for me to get rid of your ass and get another model. Get a model that actually does put out. Fellas, do not be afraid of this conversation. If you know a married guy, hey, pass this on to him. Do not be afraid of this conversation. As a matter of fact, take the bull by its horns. If your wife wants to talk like this, then say, you know what? When's the last time you put out? Oh, yeah, I don't remember. So you know what? I'm going to go to the JUCO. I'm going to go to the massage parlor. Since you're not doing your job, I'm going to pay another woman who actually will do the job. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there who might come across this video, this article, and decide, you know what? Marriage is sex work. You better be extremely careful, because your husband might look at you with a side eye and be like, you know what? You're the worst prostitute ever. And when he says that, the power of the poon that you thought you could hold over him, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to continue to just quote unquote pay for nothing, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, now with as many women out here who are in binds, with as many women out here who need a little help, yeah, there are going to be a lot of women who are willing to pay to play to get a bill paid. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.